Gemara tells a story that once the Chachamim were discussing an issue with the Tztukim. So Tztukim started to say some kind of a Narish guide. So the Chachamim responded, Lotei Torah Shleimah Shalom Kasicha Beter Shalachem. So you shouldn't even, it's a little bit of a denigration of the Torah to start to compare the foolishness, the epicurses of the Tztukim to the Divrei Torah. But Af Avichein, sometimes you have to answer. Sometimes you have to tell Mashal Tashma Avichein, sometimes you have to answer the Tztukim also. So here we're not talking about something that the Tztukim said, but there was once some Dvarim V'Teilim, that was once, a lot of Dvarim V'Teilim over the years, there was one Dvarim V'Teilim that was once presented. So we don't necessarily have to waste that time responding to Dvarim V'Teilim, but it does make for an interesting Shia, so we'll be able to elaborate on some of the lumbus to respond to Dvarim V'Teilim. Dvarim V'Teilim was apparently, it happened several years ago, somebody told me that we're trying to rekindle it again. There was a lawsuit that was going to be brought by an Egyptian court that they were going to sue the state of Israel. What are they going to sue the state of Israel for? For all the money of the Rechush Gadol of Parsha Shmos. Because it says in the Chumash, Nachmechein Yetzu B'Rechush Gadol, and it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell everybody to take the Kesef Zov, and then the Parsha Shmos, to take all the Kesef Zov. So they wanted to sue Klal Yisrael to return all the money that they had stolen from ancient Egypt thousands of years ago. That was the lawsuit that was suggested. So the way the story goes, somebody told me that they dropped the lawsuit because the Arabs just like Taina that what are the Jews doing here in Eretz Yisrael? They have no shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. So if you can say that we're the same Jews as the Bnei Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, that undermines their whole Taina. So they told me they should drop the lawsuit. Good. So that's the Dvarim V'Teilim part of the story. But then you have to start to think for a minute. So wait a second. Hold on. Not so simple. What right do we have? The Rebbe Shlom told us, but what right do we have in Dinei Mavunas to take the Rechush Gadol? So l'chora, the answer is that in pure Dinei Mavunas, it's Magil out of the Rechush Gadol. Because if they're going to sue us for the Rechush Gadol, we should sue them for 210 years of slave labor. That's a lot of Schiris Poyimim that they owe us. So it's probably going to be a wash. So the question is, well, maybe not so simple. Because maybe if they were really smart, so they would say as follows. They would say, no, that you still owe us the Rechush Gadol because you're not entitled to the money. You can't be Matzi Mamun from us. Because the pasuk says, so Kadosh Baruch Hu punished the mitzvah. They were punished with an einish aguf. So we know there's a sugya called kimle bedrabine. When a person does something that carries with it two onshim, one is an einish aguf and one is a chiyuv mamon. So you get the einish aguf and you potter from the chiyuv mamon. So if the mitzvah are really really smart, if they're real lamdanim, what they should have tied it is that we don't have to pay you the rechush gadol because we're already nenshu with the kimle bedrabine. So that's going to be the topic of tonight's show. So we're going to try to talk a little bit about does Kimle V'Drabanan make any sense at all in the context of what we're talking about? A person gets an Einish Aguf from the Ribbono Shel Olam, V'Gam Asugoy She'Aved Adan Anochi, and then we turn around the same time and we say to them, not only is he having an Einish Aguf, we're going to take away your money also, we're going to make you pay his Chayvas Tzchiris Poyimim for 210 years. So is that subject to Kimle V'Drabanan, or that has absolutely nothing under the sun to do with Kimle V'Drabanan? So let's see if we can learn the Sugya together and see what the real part, first part was the joke, but now the real part of Torah in terms of, is this even in the ballpark of Kimle V'Drabanan or not? So, yeah, I mean, it's part of it appears in the Gemara, but the Egyptians really put it into the court system. Yeah. So let's try to see if this Kimle V'Drabanan make any sense in this context or not. So at first glance, this whole sugya to even raise the question of Kimle V'Drabanan is actually a machlekes atanoim. There's a famous machlekes atanoim that appears in the third pack of the Maseches Ksubos, several other places also, where the Kimle V'Drabanan makes sense only in onshin shel beizin shel mata, or whether it even applies in onshin of beizin shel mala as well. So the classic Kimle V'Drabanan applies to Mises Beizin. Mishnah says a person burns down somebody's house on Shabbos, so it's chayev skila, this is Beis Din, and it's chayev mamun for being mazik. So that's what the Mishnah says. That's a classic Kimle V'Drabanan. What if a person burns somebody's house on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur doesn't carry with an einish of Mises Beis Din. It's only an einish of Kores. So should you say Kimle V'Drabanan on Einshe Shemayim as well? So that was a machlekes between Rabbi Nachunya ben Akona and the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Nachunya ben Akona says that we derive based on Pesukim and Drashas that the din of Kimle V'Drabanan, that once you put, when you have a Mises Beis Din shel mata, so that covers the Chi of Mamot. So Rabbi Nachunya ben Akona says it doesn't matter whether it's Beis Din shel mata, Beis Din shel mala, it's all the same. Kores potters as well. So Hai Rabbi Nachunya ben Akona also says Kippurim Kishabes, lift on mitashlum din. And everybody else disagreed. So according to everybody else, so then the Shah is also Mut Shailah. What's that Kimle V'Drabanan? Pagamas Agoisha Avada Dana Neichi was all Misa B'Dishamayim, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging. So whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished somebody, so the whole sugya of Kimle V'Drabanan doesn't begin. So this whole shiur is not a libud derabbanan. The whole shiur is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana. Nobody should have chalish the das because there's a whole sugya in the first berach of the third berach of Ksubis, all a libud Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana. The Gemara spends its two blocks trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana would say about it. We learned Ksubis last year in Yeshiva. It took us about 3 months to go through that sugya. So there's so much Torah, so much lumdus, all within the worldview of Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana. So again, according to the Rabbanan, there's always kim of dravenik and sabayz and shemala. The Orachayim HaKadosh writes in Chumash and Pashas VaYishlach that he thinks that the din of Kimu V'Dramenei doesn't apply to Goyim. The din of Kimu V'Dramenei is a Chiddush by Yisrael. It's learned out from Psuchim and Pashas Mishpatim, from the Vlodas. It has nothing to do with Goyim. So why is Orachayim talking about this in Pashas VaYishlach? So he's talking about the Maisa of Shechem, when Shimon and Levi go and they kill off the Anshei Yishchem. So the Rambam writes in Echos Malachim that the Anshei Yishchem were all Chayav Mitzvos Beizin. The Rambam Shita was that they were all in violation of Dinim, because the Rambam holds that the seventh of the mitzvahs of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Neinoach is to set up a court system, and if people are negligent in that, they don't fulfill their mitzvah, so then they're considered to be Chayav Mitzvah themselves. That's a violation of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Neinoach. So the Rambam writes in Seif Malachim, he thinks that all the Anshei Yishchem, there was a grain of nefesh in the midst. There was a person who stole, kidnaps Dina, and ain't puts it but itself. If nobody judges, nobody takes care of it, nobody brings him to justice. So the Rambam writes, "All chayav misa for that." That's a violation of the mitzvah of the Shabbat Zbeinoch of Dinin. So the Ramban is the famous dispute with that Ram. The Ramban on the Perish Al Torah and Pashas Vishloch holds that that's not what Dinim is altogether, and you wouldn't be chayav misa Beisdin for that. But the Rambam writes that that was a real chi of Mrs. Beisdin. And so then the Orachayim discusses, so how can they go ahead and take the money? So we assume they went ahead and they took the money. That was like a Dmei Boshes. So the person is Ma'anis a girl, so they have to pay Dmei Boshes. So the Orachayim raises the question, without the Kibbutz Raminei, if they're really truly Chayav Mitzvos Beisdin, why the Chayav have to pay Boshes? So the Orachayim writes, because he thinks that Kibbutz Raminei was a Chiddush by Yisrael, it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, and therefore it's not a Kasha. So according to that Orachayim, also the Shia is a Mut Shaila. The Shia is becoming, you said 40 minutes, so for the first 5 minutes I knocked out most of the shiur. So there's no kibbutz denominator where we pass in halacha because it's a misa b'dei shemayim, it's not a misa b'dei zin shemata. And according to the Yerachayim, there's no kibbutz denominator because it's goyim. But we don't want to go down either of those two routes. We want to go with the regular rules of kibbutz denominator and try to show why kibbutz denominator wouldn't apply here. So our part of the sugya really begins with a very cryptic statement of Chazal that appears in Perek Merubah, Zulun Merubah. It's actually the second time in one night we're going to quote a sugi from Esther and Zoyna. So the first year we spoke with Esther and Zoyna, Lagabi Shina Koyne, and now we're going to talk about it, Lagabi Kibbutz Raminei. The Gemara has a very famous yet cryptic comment about Kibbutz Raminei. The Gemara says that Esther Asra Teira Afilu Baal Imo. That let's say a person is a real manuvel and he enters into an agreement with his mother, he's going to be Mazana, but he's going to give her an animal for Esnana. And he goes ahead and he violates the Issa Mises Beis and his Baal Imo. So the din is, if he goes ahead and he gives his mother that Esnan, that animal, that Esnan becomes Pasul the Mizbech. How do you know that? Because it doesn't say otherwise. The Chumash says, Esnan Asra Teira Afilu Baal Imo. So comes the Gemara and says, how could that be? How could that be an Esnan Zoyna? If a person just gives a gift to a Zoyna, that's not called an Esnan Zoyna. An Esnan Zoyna means that he becomes Chayav in Halacha. In Bibi Mamanis, he has to give it to her. He has to give it to her. Betar Schirus for what she's doing for him. So then and only then is it Chal on a Psul of Esnan Zoyna. So comes the Gemara and raises the question, well, isn't that a Kibbutz Raminei? The person is Mizana with his mother, so he's Chayav Mises Beis Din for Gili Arayas. At the same moment that he's Chayav Mises Beis Din, he becomes Chayav to pay her Tashlumen for the Schiris Poilim, for agree to pay her for the Mises Nus. So the Gemara says, wait a second, it's the Kibbutz Raminei. If it's Kibbutz Raminei, then he's not really Chayav to give her the money. He's not really Chayav to give her the animal. He goes there and gives it to her as a Matonim. That's not a Nestan Zoyna. So the Gemara says, why is that Taka Nestan Zoyna? So it's unclear what the answer to that Gemara is. The Machlokes have shown what the answer is. The Gemara raises the problem, raises the dilemma. Why is it? Everybody agrees that's the din. Esther Nasatar Fil Balimai. But it's unclear why is that not subject to the din of Kim Levi Draminei. So the Meiri on that Gemara quotes from a Chuvah Rishayim who say that the answer is as follows. That there are two different types of Chiyuvei Tashlumen in the Torah. There are some types of Chiyuvei Tashlumen that the Torah superimposes upon you. And there are other kinds of Chiyuvei Tashlumen that you bring upon yourself. So if I'm mazik somebody, I wasn't a kabbal to pay, I did a maisa hezek. So the Torah says, if you're mazik to ploni, you have to pay to ploni. So the Torah superimposes that chiv on you. But let's say I agree to a deal with you. I buy $100 from you and I agree to pay you back the money. I buy a car from you and I agree to pay you the money. I hire you to do work for me and I agree to pay you the money. Those are what we call in halacha, his chayvus midas. So his chayvus midas is a different type of a chalashem. It's a different type of a dinim ominous. So says the Meiri in the name of a group of Rishonim that b'med devar memurim there's a din of of Kimlevi Dramine, that's when the Torah superimposes a Chiyuv. That was the original case of Kimlevi Dramine and the Chumash. A person is trying to kill somebody, that he ends up causing the pregnant woman to miscarry. So the Torah says, if he's Chayav Mrs. Bezin, if he mamish kills somebody, he's Chayav Mrs. Bezin. So we're not going to superimpose this Chiyuv called to make Vladis, to make him pay for the fetuses. But if he didn't kill somebody, nobody died, nobody's Chayav Mrs. Bezin, then you have to pay to make Vladis. So the model of Kimlevi Dramine is a Chayav Satoira. That's a Chiyuv of Mazik paying to make Vladis. So Kimlevi Dramine only makes sense when you're dealing with a Chayav Satoira. It doesn't make sense when you talk about a Chayav Midas. A schiris polim, the Meir is assuming, is a schiris midas. I agreed. I'm going to pay $100 to paint my house. That's called a schiris midas. So when the person, this maneuver guy, it makes a tenai with his mother, he's going to pay her for this nus, that's a schiris midas. That's a din for schiris polim. So schiris polim is not shaykh to the parish of Kim Levi Dramine. So according to that Meir, if that's what the Gemara meant by Esedos Atarafil Balimai, that schiris polim is mufka from the din of Kim Levi Dramine, then obviously it wouldn't be relevant here in terms of Schiris Polim from Mitzrayim. So even without the Rabbanan Rebbe Chunim Ben Akana, even without Ter Chayim HaKadosh, just based on this theory alone, that is Chayim HaSmidas, called Schiris Polim, wouldn't be even the parish of Kilmid Ramine. But most of the Rishonim didn't hold it to Smiri. Most of the Rishonim learned Pshan the Gemara Bavakama, that you can potentially have a Kimlevi Dramine even on his Chayavas Midas. So what's Pshat in the Gemara of Eser Nasr Torah? So most of the Rishonim give a totally different beer in that Gemara. Both Rashi and Tosfos present a different story there. Rashi and Tosfos write that the din of Kimlevi Dramine is just a ptur in Beis Din Shalmata. That means that, let's say, if I burn down your house on Shabbos, so you can't take me to a din Torah. You could try to take me to a din Torah, but the Beis Din is going to have to pull out of the case. Once Beis Din gives me Chiyuv Mitzvah Beis Din, they no longer have a shlita. They no longer have jurisdiction. They don't have the authority to make me pay the money. But what about Klape Shemaya? Am I supposed to pay the money? Is the right thing for me to do to pay the money? Am I Chayv Adin Shemayim? Avadam Chayv Adin Shemayim, Rashi and Tosfos says. So once I'm Chayv Adin Shemayim, that now affects Hilchas Esnan. Because when is something called an Esnan and when is not called an Esnan? So if it's given just as a matana bi alma to the Zayna, it's Nishkin Esnan, giving her a gift, that's not Chal Hashem Esnan. It's only called Hashem Esnan when there's a Chiyuv to pay. So what's considered to be a Chiyuv to pay? So there are different types of Chiyuv in Mominus. There's a Chiyuv in Beis Din Shamata, and there's a Chiyuv in Beis Din Shamala. Once there's Chal on it a Chiyuv, once it's Chal on it an obligation, even though the level of obligation is only an obligation of Beis Din Shamala, but that's considered to be a Mechuyuv, and once a Mechuyuv to pay, so then we could label it, Kavein halach, the tashlum that I'm giving her is b'taras esnan. Once it's b'taras esnan, then tacha becomes also to bring as a korban. So esnan as a terafil ba'alimai is not because Kimlevi Dramine doesn't apply. Of course, Kimlevi Dramine applies, Rashi and Tosfos says. Kimlevi Dramine applies equally to his chayvus atayrus as well as to his chayvus midasas. There's no difference at all. What the Gemara means is that since I'm not really potter from pay, Kimlevi Dramine is not an absolute tour. Kimlevi Dramine just says I don't have to pay in Beis Din Shamata, but I'm still in the chuyu bedover in Beis Din Shamala, so that's enough to be keveya. This is called the tashlume esnan, and the din esnan zayn is going to be chal. That's a Rashi and Tosfos touch up this sugya. So Tosfos has a big problem with this because there is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin that doesn't seem to sound this way. The Gemara has a sugya in the eighth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin about a very unique type of a Kimlevi Dramine. Normally, Kimlevi Dramine means that a person, say, is chayav for Chil Shabbos, is chayav for Tzicha, chayav for Rezor, is chayav for some real act that he gets a chiyah Mises Beis Din. So then, the Mises Beis Din is po to him. There's a watered down form of Kimlevi Dramine that's called the parasha of Reidef. Let's say a person is running after somebody to try to kill them, or a person is above machteris, that they're digging in somebody's house in the middle of the night, so there's a status that could be reidef. So the halacha is that anyone who's coming is a reidef, so it's nitan, it's dinat ben afshay. That if Reuven's running after Shimon trying to kill Shimon, so anyone has a right to take Reuven out. Not only can the Nirdof turn around and take out Reuven, but anybody has a right, an obligation, to save Shimon. If it's Efshel Atzil B'Echad Meivar, if they're able to save Shimon without killing Reuven, just by knocking him out, so they're supposed to do that. But if it's Yevshar, they can't pull that off, so then it's Mamish is Nidah Ben Afshay. So the Gemara is a Chiddush in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says that that's also considered to be like a Kimlevi Dramine, that Reuven, the Reidef, is almost like his Chayav Misa. It's not really Chayav Misa, it's not the same thing. Retzeach, who succeeded, is Mamish Chayav Misa, and even if you find him 20 years later, you have to kill him. A Reidef is only quote-unquote Chayav Misa B'Shas Redifa, but for those couple of minutes that he's being Reidef, he's labeled in Halacha as being a Chayav Misa's Beis Din. and the dinim of Kim Levit Ramine are going to apply. It's not a very big chiddush. The Gemara never explains how we figured this out, but it's a very big chiddush in Chazal, because if it would have asked me, I would have said, the fact that you're allowed to kill the Reidev, that has nothing to do with an Einish Mises Beisdin. That has nothing to do with an Einish altogether. That's the dinim of Tam Hatzolas Hanirdof. The whole goal is to save the innocent potential victim. So you see from the Gemara that it's more to it than that. You see from the Gemara that the din of Reidev is not just Mitam the Nirdof, but it's also Mitam the Reidev. That the Reidev is a Russian. The Reidev is a Chiyuv Misa. It's a different kind of Chiyuv Misa. Chiyuv Misa's Beis Din lasts forever and ever and ever. Beis Din kill him. There's no statute of limitations in Allah. You can kill him 50 years later. But the din of Reidev is a Chiyuv Misa's Beis Din. Not Beis Din Mamash, but it's a Chiyuv Misa Klape, anyone who can do it. For those couple of minutes that he's still in the status of being a Reidev. But you see,
that's hard to say when we also say that if you could sam nechash veivar, then you should do that. If he truly gets considered, even from the Zman, to be a Chiyuv Misa, then he should have to go for the
right. Right. Unless you want to tie into that, Epshah, very razzle dazzle, Epshah, Tilly, Echme, Varav, then maybe he's not a full fledged Reidev. You know, so you have to tie shut that lumbus. But a Chobanim, it's a big chiddush to say this, but it's clear from Chazal. It's even more clear from Chazal. Chazal have a statement in the 8th Perek of Masech Zanen. It seems to be a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says that, it's a good thing I don't have a sefer here, then we can talk even in the dark. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that I need a special pasuk to tell me that I can kill above Machteris, even if he's above Machteris on Shabbos. I would add a Havamina that if a guy is above Machteris on Shabbos, so he's not, you don't put him to death on Shabbos. Why would I have such a wild Havamina? So the Gemara says, well, needed the Havi Haruge Beis Din. I would have thought just as the Dinul Savar Ish Becham Ashvesechem, you don't give an Einish Mrs. Beis Din on Shabbos, so you can't kill the above Machteris on Shabbos either. So Kamash Malon, that's not true. Kamash Malon exerts a cost of, there's a different type of an Einish. So what kind of wild Havamina was that? So it's an Einish? So you see from Chazal, yeah, the Taka, there's an element, there's an aspect of Einish here as well. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokes, what's the deal? Let's say if a person is above Machteres, at the time that he's been above Machteres, he happens to break something along the way. He breaks somebody's barrel while he's being above Machteres. So the Gemara says, now somebody wants to take him to a din Torah later to pay for the broken barrel, so he doesn't have to pay, because he can turn around and he can say that, no, I was above Machteres, I chai Mrs. Beis Din, it's like I burnt your house on Shabbos, so can we raminate, I don't have to pay for your barrel. So the Gemara says, Taka, that's the din. The Bishop says, the Farish, above Machteres, the Shibra Sakelim, there's no din of paying, because it's kin levid raminate. So the Gemara says, Machloikas, what's the din if a person is above Machteres, and he doesn't break the barrel, he just takes the barrel. As he's digging into the house, he sees a nice barrel of wine, he takes the barrel also, and now the barrel is still intact. And now he's caught by Beis Din an hour later. Can Beis Din make him return the barrel or not? So one day the Gemara says, no, they can't make him give the barrel back. It's the Chabav Machteres. So at the time that he took the barrel, so he was the Schayev Misa Klape, the din of Reidev. So Kimud Ramine kicks in and is pulled him from returning the barrel. And the other day the Gemara says, no, that's not called Tashlumin. Kimud Ramine is a Ptura from Tashlumin. That means to make the person pay money out of his own pocket, that's the Ptura of Kimud Ramine. Here, but just making him return the barrel, that's not his anyway. So that's not called a tashlum. That's just called returning somebody else's money. But anyway, the other person's money. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Rav, whole shot with time in the Gemara. With Kilev and Rami, they cover such a case. So the Gemara tells a story that once it happened, that there was a guy who was above Machteres, and he stole a barrel, made the sugar come to life, and he stole the barrel, and he was finally caught, and the psach was that we paskin like the opinion that the barrel is still intact, so we taka has to return the barrel. We hold there's no din of kimud ramin. And that the Gemara says that the victim of this crime was Rava. Someone broke into the Rashiva's house, they stole his wine, and then they were caught. So the Beis Din made him give the barrel back. So Rava didn't want to take the barrel back, right? Because Rava, even though Rava personally held that there's no din of kimud ramin, he was chayshish for the other day. He was nervous that maybe the other day was right. Maybe Rava was correct that there would be a din of kimud ramin. And they said he didn't want to take the money back in deference to the sheet that we don't pass him. That's ad kan tivya gemara. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos says, if the din is that he's chayv letzeis de shemayim anyway, so the guy's giving it back. Whether he's giving it back with Torah's Beis Din Shamat, the Beis Din Shamala, even the Fishita Srav, even according to those who hold that there would be a din of Kimud Ramine, he's still chayv, it's no worse than Estenbal Alim, it's no worse than chayv letzeis de shemayim. So what was Rav Chara hesitating for? Why didn't Rav want to take the barrel back? Let him take the barrel back. The guy's anyway chayv letzeis de shemayim. So Tosfos gives a razzle dazzle test. Tosfos says, no, that's not true. Tosfos says that if the guy, when he gave it back, would have been willing to give it back to Torah Sateis De Shemayim, then Rava would have accepted it. But the guy was saying, I don't want to give it back. I'm not so frum. I don't want to be Yetz De Shemayim. I'm only giving it back because I have to, because Beis Din says I'm Chayev. So he wasn't giving it back al Das Sateis De Shemayim. He was giving it back al Das Ladaf to be Yaitim Bezin Shamata, which Rabba was Chayshesh, maybe Taka wasn't Chayavin. So therefore Rabba didn't want to take it back because there was a Chashash of a Gezela. For Rabba to take it back from a person who wasn't really Chayavin Bezin Shamata, the guy was giving it back on false pretenses, Rabba didn't want to be Nana for that barrel. So Adkan Dibya Taisis. So you see how Taisis had a bend over backwards. Because Taisis learned that pshat in Esen Asher Torah, that meant there's a chiyuv l'tzeis tishimahem, Taisis got into a pickle with his Gemara and then had to be a whole razzle-dazzle shir-klali to explain why this was not a fulfillment of the l'tzeis tishimahem, because that wasn't what the person's kavanah was. So Rashi, in Masechet Bav Metzia, when this sugya also appears in Esen Asher Torah, so Rashi adds on one nekudah that Taka doesn't appear in Taisis. In one place Rashi says it, one place Rashi doesn't. But in Bav Metzia Rashi says it, that when we say that Esen Asher Torah, Fimu Balimai, the Yechayev l'tzeis tishimahem, so Rashi writes that tfisa is going to work. That normally, if I own something, someone is typeface that object, so that's called gezela. But if they have a certain right to that object, even though Beis Din's hands are tied, so it could be that tfisa is going to work. They have a right up here, halacha, to grab that object, and now we can't take it away from them. So Rashi writes that anytime you have a din of kimav drameinei, say if I burn down your house on Shabbos, so Beis Din's not going to make me pay for the house, but if you're smart and you go into my house and you grab $1,000 worth of my property, connected in lieu of that house that I burnt down, you have a right to do that, says Rashi. Because whenever there's a chiyuv of l'tzeis neshamayim, so tfisa is going to be acceptable. So comes the Ktzos and says, based on this Rashi, that Kimei V'Drameinei is not just a Chiyuv L'Tzeis Neshamayim, it's more to it than that. It's even a din of Tfisa, so now we have to go back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and realize that Tosfos Teretz is not going to help. Tosfos said that Tosfos never heard of Tfisa. Tosfos wasn't dealing with the world of Tfisa. Tosfos is working with Chiyuv L'Tzeis Neshamayim versus Chiyuv and Beis Din. So Taisa said, if there's really true what we said, there's a Chiyuv L'Tzeis Neshamayim, so when the guy comes and presents the barrel, even though he's not technically Chayv and Beis Din Shamata, according to that sheet that we don't pass in light, let Rav at least accept it, Al Beis Din Shamala. So Taisa said, no, Rav didn't want to take it because it was a false pretense. But if you hold like Rashi, that Tfisa works. So if Tfisa works, so Tfisa means it's already there. I already have it. So he already handed it to me. So once I already hold it onto it, how could that be worse than Tfisa? If Madach Tfisa works, the guy's screaming and yelling, he says he doesn't want to give it all together, and still Tfisa's gonna work. So Kavachim, if the guy gave it without the proper das, what's the difference? According to Tosfos, who never heard of Tfisa, it's just a question of it says Tishimaim or not, but you need the das of the Nosein. So then Tosfos understands that if the das of the Nosein is not present, then you have no right to hold on to it. But according to Rashi, you don't need the das of the Nosein, you don't need any das, you don't need the das of anybody, you can be Tifus Miat. If you could be typeface and the other guy's yelling and screaming, that still works. So Kavachimer, if the Nosein gives it with false pretenses, of course that should be okay. So Hadukush Leduchta, what did Rava want? Why didn't Rava hold on? Rava could use the barrel, Mekiddush, he could use the barrel of wine. So why did he hand the barrel of wine back to the guy from Machteres? People claim that should be no worse than Tfis. That's the Ktesis Kashim. So to.
Yeah, only because I gave a chabura on this.
Okay. You can still talk.
Tos himself says just at the end of, I forget the exact word, but he's the one, he says that even when Tfisa works, you know, I think that's better than the Zohar that says, I think there's one or two Zohars that's so close in the entire thing. I got a little help from Revs on that one. But
okay.
He says it's better not to do
Tfisa.
It's
okay, so there are who don't like Tfisa, so that would be another answer to this question.
But the Tzotz himself is pushing that.
Not at this place. Not here.
No, it's at the end of
not here.
Something
like that. Okay, over here. Okay, now that's a good now that's a good marmok. Okay, but this Tzotz was in the middle of somewhere else, so this Tzotz doesn't say it. This Tzotz presents the cash and says, how come getting something on the false pretense of the nice, and how in the world could that be worse than Tfisa? So the Ktzos goes back to the drawing board and he says, let's go back to this idea of Esen Asher Torah Afilu Balima, which started the whole ball rolling, which got us to believe that L'Tzeis Neshamayim is Chayev, which Rashi said the corollary meant that Tfisa is going to work. Is that really true? Is every time you have a Kimei V'Drameinei, there's always a Chiyuv L'Tzeis Neshamayim, and the corollary of that is that there's always Tfisa, or maybe there are different types of Kimei V'Drameinei. Maybe not all Kimei V'Drameineis are created equal. So the Ktzos quotes Yamsho Shlomo, quotes a Maharshal, who says, what the Ktzos says, is as a Sisra Torah, but he's going to try to explain what the Sisra Torah is, we're going to try to elaborate a little bit what it is. The Maharshal says that there are different types of Kimei V'Drameinei, and I don't need the Maharshal for that, the Gemara is beferish that there are different kinds, but that they're fundamentally different in the following way. The Maharshal says that if you look at the Gemara Maseches Ksubis, so you'll notice in the third page of Ksubis, that there are different kinds of Kimei V'Drameinei. Sometimes Kimei V'Drameinei appears where Beis Din Mamish puts the guy to death. The guy burnt the house down on Shabbos. with Edom and Asra, based in Kodim, and the Imam is giving him Chiyah Mises based. That's one kind of Kibbutz with Ramanei. Then there's another kind of Kibbutz with Ramanei, we call Chayv Mises Shegigin. That means nobody put anyone to death, nobody was ever caught, there was no Hasra, it's Bismanas, there was no Bezdin, there's no Din Nefashis. The guy never really was killed in Bezdin, but in theory it could have been that he was killed in Bezdin. So that's also called Kibbutz with Ramanei. So the Gemara is a big Chiddush, the Gemara needs Psukim to show that. The Pasuk in Chumash of Tmei Vladas is not talking about that. So the Gemara needed a different series of psukim to indicate that's also called Kibbutz Ramanei. So there are two kinds of Kibbutz Ramanei. There's one case where your mamish killed the person, then there's another kind of Kibbutz Ramanei where the person is not actually going to be killed. So my nafkah mida between the two. So the Marashal says the difference is going to play out in terms of the Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim. When are we going to say the person is Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim? So says the Marashal, you're only Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim if you don't actually get put to death. If your mom is killed, then there's no Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim altogether. So now, whenever there is a Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim, Rashi says that translates it to Tfisa being valid. When there is no Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim, then obviously Tfisa is meaningless. So if you put this whole package together, says the Ketais, what comes out is as follows. The only time Yechayv Atzeis Dei Shemayim, which i.e. means the only time Tfitzah is going to be effective, that's only if you weren't yet killed. But if you were mamish killed, if you were literally killed, so then forget it. Then there's no Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim, then there's no Din Tfitzah, then nothing, the whole story doesn't work. So says the Ketais, this case above Machteres, which kind of Kibbutz Ramanei was this? Was this a Kibbutz Ramanei the guy was killed? Was this a Kibbutz Ramanei the guy wasn't killed? So if you ask me, I'd say, he wasn't killed. The guy's still walking around for an hour later. He wasn't killed. So the answer is no. Says the Ketais, he was killed. Why was he killed? Apidini was killed. Because being killed doesn't mean his mom is dying. It's not a shiur about brain death. It doesn't mean whether your heart stopped, you stop breathing. That's not called killed. If Bezin was good medino on you, if there was a Gemar Din that you are Mechuy of Mises Bezin, that's called the Gavra Ketila. So says the Ketzais, whenever you have a Bab Machteris, whenever you have a Redev, that's the halakha equivalent of a Gavra Ketila, because it was mamish nitan to be killed. Anyone could have taken you out. What does it mean, Chayv Misa Shagin? Chayv Misa Shagin means that a person burnt down the house without Hasra, without the right Edim, it's Bismanazer, there's no Bezin, there's no Din Nefashos. So it was never a Gemar Din. So whenever he never had a Gemar Din, that's the lower form of Kibbutz Ramanei. Whenever there's a Gemar Din, whether Lamaisi you ended up getting killed or not, that's totally irrelevant. What really matters was there a Psak against you that you become a Gavra Ketila. So every Bab Machteres is automatically the highest form of Kibbutz Ramanei. It's an example of the fellow who was literally put to death. So comes the Ketzais and says, based on this Marshal, when you have the Kibbutz Ramanei of the highest form, when the person is mamish chayev, literally chayev Mises Bezdin, so then b'chi hagavna, we're not going to say chayev l'tzeis de shemayim. And then the corollary of that is, we're not going to say that Tfis is going to be effective. So the Ketzais says he thinks based on that Marshal, so the Rashi is good, and the Ketzais is even better. You don't even need Ketzais Teretz. The answer is Pasha, that the Kibbutz Ramanei above Machteres is a higher form of Kibbutz Ramanei. You wouldn't say Chayev L'tzeis Dei Shemayim. When do you say Chayev L'tzeis Dei Shemayim? That's by an Esnan Zayna. That's by cases where nobody's really caught, nobody's really Chayev, nobody actually gets killed. So no one really gets killed. So that's a lower level Kibbutz Ramanei. Then you still Chayev L'tzeis Dei Shemayim, then Tfis is going to work. But the highest level, when you're either literally killed, or at least you're in this Chayev Dino to be killed, so then there wouldn't be any Ptua Kibbutz Ramanei. There wouldn't be any Chiyuv Atzeis Dei Shemayim. My high, Sisrei Torah, what's the difference between the two? Conceptually, what's the difference? So the Chayra, this is a throwback to a fundamental question about how does Kibbutz Ramanei work in the first place? Yesh Lachbar, what's the nature of Kibbutz Ramanei? The strange did, the Torah says that a person burns down somebody's house, so not only the Chayv Mises Beis Din, the Potter to pay for the house. So Yesh Lachbar, what the nature of that Ptua is? So one can understand that Ptura one of two ways. Either one can understand that it's a point there. That's it. Kach never halacha. That the Torah says that doing X is pathas you from the Shlomo Nabi. I'm not chayav b'chlal. I'm not mischayav. The Torah declares, I'm not mechuyav to pay the money. Finished. End of discussion. Is that the pshat? Or is pshat? No. That maybe the pshat is that yesh b'chlal masaya mana. The Torah says you're getting such a heavy duty onesh, so it's almost the onesh akal is nichol in the onesh achomer. It's considered a pidin that you paid the money. Not pshat that you didn't pay the money. Not pshat that potter from paying the money. But the onesh achomer is koyel even the onesh akal. So what's the nature of the ptur of Kibbutz Ramanei? Kibbutz Ramanei mean when the person's chayav mises is based in, that's a poiter from paying money. So talk about there was no chiyuv, there was nothing paid at all. Was Kibbutz Ramanei koilel, that the chiyuv mises based in is koilel, the weaker, the lower level of chiyuv, the level of tashlumin. So this is a famous statement of the Ramban at the beginning of Maseches Makos. The context of the Ramban is as follows. The famous Mishnah Makos says, then even Anubish Ploini, Shaben Grusha Bechalutza, to wait him come and say that this fellow's mother was Nisgasha, and then she married a Kohen, the kids of Ben Grusha Bechalutza, he came to avoid Nabi Sibik, this is the whole story. So the Mishnah says that when the Edom are caught to the Edom Zemimim, so you don't make them into Chalolim, special Gzeres HaKrosov, what do you do to them? So you give them Malkus. Because you can't do anything else to them, so by default, the brothers are from Sukkim and Machas Tabez, when you can't do anything else to the Eidim Zoman, they can't be punished, Kashir Zomam, so you give them a mouth. It's finished, famous Sukkim, enough Bez, the Bez, enough Bez, and Bez, in Masechus Machas. So the Ramban asks the Kasha on that Mishnah, the Ramban says, what do you mean there's nothing to do to the Eidim? I could think of other things to punish the Eidim with. So true, we learned that from Sukkim, you can't make them Chalolim, because Lo Lo Lazar, okay, there are technical details where you can't make them into Chalolim, but why don't you just make them pay? Why should they pay? Let them pay all the money that they cost this fellow. It means up until now, this guy was a Kohen. We thought he was a Kohen, and he's going to be collecting truma for the next 20 years. He's going to be eating a lot of truma. He's going to get pigeon event. He's going to be making a killing. And now the two Edom come and say, he's an ois Kohen. He's not a Kohen anymore. So that's tantamount to be massive, a lot of money. So maybe we should make a cheshbon, figure out how much money is magia lo, and let the Edom pay that amount of money. So why does the Gemara throw its hands up and say, by default, there's nothing to give them? We can't make them chalolim, there's no einish, so then next best thing we give them malchus. What do you give them malchus for? Make a dollar to take a cheshbon, how much money they have mafsid. So the Ramban starts quoting different terutzim. So he says, well, maybe that's called derech grama. Means Edom Zomim means, I come and I say, Reuben broke Shimon's window, and then I'm an Edom Zomim, I have to pay. But here, I said you're a cholo, so now, down the line, that's going to mean you may not get any truma anymore. That's a very, very extended, that's very, very indirect. So maybe the chiyuv of Edom Zomim doesn't apply derech grama. That's one answer. Then the Eidish Lahim, the Ramban says, maybe it's a midah d'lokitz. It means there's no amount to it. How are you going to make such a cheshbon? One year is going to get a lot of truma, the next year is going to be out of business. So there's no set amount. So maybe Edom Zomim is only nitan le'omer when we can give you an exact dollars and cents. Make some approximate number, that's not valid. So the Ramban gets you out of Hazoma through technicalities. But the answer that really interests us is the third answer to the Ramban. The Ramban says no. That maybe the reason why Hazama doesn't apply here is because this would be like a Hazama l'chatzoin. When you give Hazama, so you have to give the real thing. You have to give the whole complete. You have to give 100% Hazama. You can't give a half-baked Hazama. So over here, when the Edom came and they said, this guy's a cholo, so there are a lot of repercussions of being a cholo. You can't open the Beis HaMikdash, you can't get first Aliyah, you can't Duchen, and also you're going to lose all the Truma from here on in. So now we're going to turn around and say, well, we can't make the Edom into Chalolim because Lov Lov Zara, Holo Shtikol Tyre, and Abbez and Machas. So let's at least give them 20%. At least give them, make to pay the bill of losing Truma. So the Ramban says that'll be a violation of Ba'inin Kashazom and Valeka. You have to have Hazol Bekula. You can't have a half-baked Hazom. You have to have Hazol Hazama, which is complete. It's all or nothing. So since we can't give you a real Hazama, so we throw our hands up and say, we can't give you a full Hazama, so that's tantamount to saying we can't do Hazama altogether, we can't do Hazama altogether, then the least we can do is give you Malkus. So to give you a half-baked Hazama, that's not acceptable. So the Ramban asks at himself, really? You can't give a half-baked Hazama? The Gemara says, Beferish, if two Edom come and say that, let's say you have an Eshazish, they made against an Eshazish that she was Mazana, so, and then they're proven to be Edom Zomim. So l'chora, two things should happen to them. They should be chayav misa, because they were made of nation of shazinsa. They should be chayav momen, because they try to make a loser ksuba. So the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, in the first barak, that meharagun ve'edim mishalmin, that they are chayav misa's bezin, but they don't pay for the ksuba. Why don't they pay for the ksuba? Because of kimle b'draminei. So ask the Ramban, why? How can you have such a phenomenon that you give them hazama vis-a-vis the misa, and you don't give them hazama vis-a-vis the mammon? Isn't that a violation of my klal? You need hazama bakula. So the Ramban says, no, that's not a violation of this klal, because that is called hazama bakula, because by making them pay the misa, yesh b'chua masayim ona, that's considered to be as if they're paying the money. Aye, we don't see the money, because we're not looking close enough. If you look at the world through the world of lamdas, so nichlon, the chiyuv misa beisdin, is a chiyuv tashlumin as well. So that's a razzle-dazzle chiddush of the Ramban. So other Rishon disagree with this Ramban, but that's the Ramban's Yisrael in Kibbutz Ramine. So, the Chora, this Chakira that we're having, what is Kibbutz Ramine? Is Kibbutz Ramine a Poiter? Was Kibbutz Ramine Yesh Bechlai Messiah Mana? So maybe one can answer that they're both true. Not a Sphira. There are different kinds of Kibbutz Ramine. Some work in one way, and others work in other ways. So the Kibbutz Ramine, when the guy's mamish put to death, so then you can argue that Taka Yesh Bechlam Asayim Ona. That Taka makes sense. The guy is Bamish being killed, so then it's Ke'ilu he paid the money. The lower level Kibbutz Ramine, he didn't get punished. Nothing happened. The guy walked off scot-free. So how can you say Yesh Bechlam Asayim Ona? There was no Messiah. There was nothing happened to him. So that second level of Kibbutz Ramine, that's Taka Poit. That's a different type of halacha. So now, going back to our question, when you have a kibbutz ramenei, does it make sense to be chayav in dinei shemayim or not? With the corollary being, is a shaykh to have the principle of tefisa? So lechor, it depends. If you hold like the Ramban's, that version of kibbutz ramenei, that the guy, mamash, was put to death, so yesh b'chol ha'vasayim mana, what do you mean he's chayav, let's say, dinei shemayim? He paid already. He paid with his life. Paying with his life is like paying with his mamon. So yesh b'chol ha'vasayim mana. So in a case of a heavy duty kibbutz ramenei, when he was mamash put to death, or at least had a gemara bin on him, so it's taka yesh b'chol ha'vasayim mana. So how can you turn around and say, it's chayav, let's dinei shemayim? How can you turn around and say this tefisa? It doesn't make any sense. He paid money already. The only time it's nitanei amer that there's a chiyuv v'dei shemayim which carries with it a din of tefisa according to Rashi is only it's the lower level type of kibbutz ramenei. So then you can argue it's a poter there. But maybe the poter there is only in beis and shemata. Maybe it's not a poter there in beis and shemala. So maybe that's the beer in the yam shalom, but that's the beer in the ktzais that there's no stira between when the gemara says that Rava refused to receive the item back. Because Rav was choshesh that maybe kibbutz ramenei kicked in, so he asked, "I is chayav tes shemayim, I is tefisa." So the answer is no. There's neither tes shemayim nor tefisa, because those are examples when the misa was really meted out, not literally meted out, but since it was a reidif, it's neither benafshay. That is the status like a nigra din lamisa. So only in those unique cases of nigra din lamisa or real misa, then the chiyuv tes shemayim doesn't apply, then tefisa doesn't apply. But whenever you have other cases, so then we can discuss it. When there are other cases where no misa, no onus really, really actually played out, so then maybe you can argue that there is a chiyuv tes shemayim and tefisa in fact would apply. Now going back to the story of the Mitzrayim, so we're trying to understand why we're able to walk out of Mitzrayim, shpatzir out, taking the kesef and zav. So we want to know what happened to kibbutz ramenei. So we had a few good answers. We thought that according to most of the Tanoim, there's no kibbutz ramenei by Bebez and Shamala, so we thought that was a good answer. Then we thought there are Chayim, HaKadosh, and Chumash is a good answer, that there's no kibbutz ramenei by Goyim. Then we thought the Meiri is a good answer, that there's no kibbutz ramenei by Yischai Vasbidas. But the question becomes, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is it a good answer or not? So according to Rashi and Tosfos, it sounds like the mitzvah mechayva says de shemayim, and we're allowed to do tefisa. That's exactly what we did. We were toyfes. This is better. They gave it to us. They lent it to us, and then we walked out with it. So ein lecha tefisa gol b'mizeh. So it sounds like we're home free. We're allowed to take the stuff based on tefisa. But not so simple. Because according to this marshal, according to the shtickles, turn the ktsais, it wouldn't work. The Egyptians would have the better taina. Because according to this marshal, according to this ktsais, b'medvam amurim that there's a chiv atzeis te shemayim, and b'medvam amurim there's a din of tfisa, that's only when it wasn't nasi ha'oinish ha'chomer. But if it was nasi, they got the oinish ha'chomer. Don ha'noichi, they got the asabakas, they got worse than the oinish ha'chomer. So that type of kibbutz ramenei was the yesh b'chol masayim mona. The yesh b'chol masayim mona now prevents the din of shemayim from being chal. Whenever the din shemayim is not chal, then obviously tefisa is not going to carry over either. So this last mahalach that we're saying that's based on Rashi and Tosfos on din of shemayim and tefisa has to be tailor made a little bit. We're not so sure that's right. If the marshal the tefisa are right, so then that last mahalach isn't going to work. So we can still hold on to the money based on all the other reasons. So obviously the Rabban Shalom Paskin like one of the three pshatim are correct. What we said, the fourth pshat is up for grabs. So go put him. Even though the context was a little bit of a strange shiloh, but hopefully we're mavar a little bit. Some of you say this in terms of the sugya of kibbutz ramenei. Okay.
Remember, it's my daughter's
option. Okay.
Thank you, Seth.